USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers today in Congress, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. The Bahamas was expeditiously processing Fried and will promptly return him to the United States, the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Legal Affairs said in a statement. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised the interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The result has brought the housing market to a standstill and prompting fears of an imminent recession. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year to combat stubborn inflation caused by government overspending. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress does not act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said that Congress needed more time to reach a deal on funding the government for fiscal 2023, proposing a one-week spending bill to give negotiators time to do their thing.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled the Biden administration cannot force a group of Catholic hospitals and doctors to perform transgender operations. The ruling followed a similar ruling over the summer when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held that Christian medical organizations did not need to perform abortions. The Patriots beat the Cardinals 27-13 on Monday Night Football. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night, which may be the largest single caravan so far to cross our southern border. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Sam Brinton, the Biden administration's non-binary official, twice accused of stealing someone else's luggage from airport terminals, has lost their job at the Department of Energy. It is not known if Brinton resigned or was fired. China is working on a $143 billion support package for its semiconductor industry. The communist nation says it's a major step toward self-sufficiency in chips and to counter U.S. moves aimed at slowing its technological advances. Russian President Vladimir Putin's health has come into question again, as scheduled events have been canceled recently. On their invasion, a senior U.S. military official said on Monday, Russian troops are using decades-old ammunition with high failure rates as it erodes through its stockpiles of ammunition. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.